Okay, let's get started. We are learning Orchos Sadikim. It's been a little while since we learned Orchos Sadikim. So I think what we're up to is Gedola Tzedakah Shabbat Nishtabach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, anyone know? I think that's what we're up to. So again, we're continuing to discuss Nedivos and Tzedakah. Am I right? Am I wrong? Yeah. So what the Orchos Sadikim is about to do is he's about to identify 10 different ways that tzedakah is gedola, which is an ironic name for tzedakah, because gadol in general means that which gives to others, that which is mashpia al acherim, right? That's the very first time, that's what they say in the name of the Gra, I think, that you can tell the meaning of a word from the very first time it's used in Tanakh. And the first time the word gadol is used in Tanakh is the Ma'or HaGadol, as opposed to the Ma'or HaKatan. The Ma'or HaGadol is the sun, the Ma'or HaKatan is the moon. What is the relationship between the sun and the moon? Is that the sun provides the light that the moon then is able to shine, is able to illuminate. So that which is a katan is that which is mushpa, that which is a gadol is that which is mashpia, that which gives. That's why the Darshanim say Shabbos HaGadol has an impact on a person's whole summer. If you go to Shabbos HaGadol Drasha and you get really inspired, so then you come to Kelim HaSmidim. If you don't get inspired, you go to we bleep that out of the recording. So that's the idea of Gadol. That's what the Rav Soloveitchik explained. I think this is one of only two varts that are quoted in the Stone Chumash from Rav Soloveitchik, that Zeha Katon Gadol Yehiyah, is that when they put out the Stone Chumash, I think the Stone family, the story I heard, I don't know if it was true, is that the Stone family said they want parts from Rav Soloveitchik in there, otherwise not paying for it. So they asked, I think they asked my uncle for parts from Rav Soloveitchik, so he had to pick a couple that he provided to art school. So anyway, so Zeh Katan Gadol Yehiyah, we say at a bris. What does it mean, Zeh Katan Gadol Yehiyah? Everything that's small is eventually going to get big, right? An animal that's small eventually gets big, you know, things grow. Plants that are small get big. But no, Zeh Katan, this baby which is helpless and can't do anything on his own, and he's totally mushpa from others, totally on the receiving end of everything, Gadol Yehiyah should one day be one who's able to be mashpia al acherim. That's the definition. It's good, what does Rabbi Razor call it? A back pocket vart for Shalom Zachar. So it's a good back pocket vart for Shalom Zachar. I mean, everyone's heard it 1,000 times, but still, you know, no one's listening anyway. So Gedola Tzedakah. So Tzedakah is Gedola in a certain sense. Shabbat, not in a certain sense, in 10 different ways. So way number one that it's Gedola is that Nishtabach HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shah Sheyavi Tshuva LiYisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praised when he brings salvation to Klal Yisrael. Shnamani medaber b'tzedakah Rav LaHoshia, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rav LaHoshia, that he's going to bring about Yeshua to Klal Yisrael, and that is called that Hashem is doing a tzedakah. Moshia means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings salvation in a way where we are completely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we have no way to do it on our own. Now, we know the reality is that we never have any ability to do anything on our own. Everything we, every breath that we breathe is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the mashmaus of that word, of Moshia, specifically refers to when it's obvious that we can't do anything on our own. That's what they quote in the name of the Gra. The Gra's son writes in his Sefer, in the name of his father, that when you say the bracha in Shmon Esrei, in the first bracha in Shmon Esrei, you say Melech Ozer Umoshia Umagein. So that's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at three different levels. Ozer means if I want to get in good shape, so I work out, I play ball or whatever, so that it makes sense that I put in that effort, I'm going to get in good shape. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ozer. You still need Hashem's help to make sure that you don't twist an ankle running from a bear or something like that, right? That you have to that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ozer, that we should be able to accomplish what we accomplish. Moshia means that sometimes it's not even that I can even make an attempt. There's nothing I can attempt to do. There's nothing I can try to do. What? Try and find your AirPods, right? Right. There's nothing I can. No. You could try to look and eventually find. That's Ozer. But Moshiach is where I know that I have. Did you find them in my car? Moshiach is where I know that there's nothing I could do. You know, you get a blood test, to, you know, a corona test or whatever, to try to get on the plane to go. And it's totally, I mean, unless you know a guy, but, you know, it's like totally up to the Ribbono Shel Olam whether the test is going to come back one way or not. You know, for none from people. You know, whether it's going to come back one way or another. It's completely up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know that you have no control over the situation. That's Moshiach, that you wait a diagnosis or something like that. So it's total dependence. Magain, the Gras says, is an even higher madrega. Magain is that sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells you to do something that seems to go directly against what you're trying to accomplish. And you still listen, and through that you'll accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. Meaning Avraham Avinu wants to have a great nation, and he was promised they're going to be like the stars of the sky, the sand of the sea. It's going to be amazing. There are going to be so many people. And then he finally has one son that, you know, b'Yitzchok yikari l'chazera. There's one that could actually make it. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, in order to accomplish that, what you need to do is kill Yitzchok. Kill Yitzchok. That he's my only chance, right? What do you mean? That doesn't make any sense. You're telling me to go against everything that I'm trying to accomplish. No. This is going to be accomplished by listening to the Tzivoy Hashem. So he goes and he listens to Tzivoy Hashem, and that zuchus of Hakedas Yitzchak is what ensures the survival of the Jewish people every Rosh Hashanah when we're being judged year after year. So it is the you trust that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you instructions, even if it seems so counterintuitive, that it's still going to pay off. That's why the bracha concludes, Baruch Ata Hashem, Magen Avram, because Avram relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Magen more so than anybody else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, you should have parnasa and kizunt and all that, and don't work on Shabbos. Don't work on Shabbos. How am I going to have parnasa? I get fired every week if I don't work on Shabbos. No, but you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're protected. But anyway, over here is Rav Lo Shia, that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides salvation when we're completely helpless, when we know that we can't do anything on our own. So that's one way that tzedakah is, you see, highlighted in the psukim as like the greatest thing. That of all the things you can call Hashem when he's serving as a Moshiach, we call Hashem a Baal Tzedakah, right? We could have called him a Gibor, we could have called him, you know, how mighty he is, and how brilliant he is, and how capable, and this and that. We call him a Baal Tzedakah. He's Medaber B'Tzedakah. Second, Gedolat Tzedakah Shemelcheles Kavod V'Chayim Lo Seho. Shenema, Rodiv Tzedakah V'Chesed Yimtza Chayim Tzedakah V'Kavod. That Tzedakah is so great that it brings a person Kavod and Chayim. One who does Tzedakah is going to be granted honor and he's going to be granted life. That people tend to respect someone who's about tzedakah, someone who gives a lot of tzedakah, and also he finds a certain chiyus. A person finds that his life becomes much more meaningful when he gives. People are just gathering for themselves and just taking for themselves. They don't find any chiyus. They don't find any meaning in their lives. There's something that feels very good about giving to other people, and it's a feeling that people want to have. It's an addictive feeling. People want to have it more once you get in the habit of doing it. We've discussed, of course, you have to get in the habit of doing it, meaning like most things that are spiritual high, they don't come like, you know, there's no like immediate taiva for it, right? So it's a spiritual high. It's after you do it, you feel that sense of gratification, then you're going to want to do it again. But there's like, meaning no one ever, very few people, I would imagine, like see Gemara Yevama sitting on a table and are like, oh my God, I just need that Gemara Yevama. It's like, you know, it's like, it's very hard to have a taiva to open up a Gemara Yevama, a Gemara Baba Kama, whatever. But once you do it and you sit through, yeah, you have a strong afternoon seder to the point that it's time for Achas Tzedikim already. We're right in the middle of an inyan, you know, like so that's great, you know. Then you feel it afterwards. That's, by the way, Rav Sacks gave a different explanation, but that's the explanation I think that the Vilna Gaon gives as to why it is that Birchas Hamazon is midaraisa before you eat, and Birchas HaTorah is after you eat, rather, and Birchas HaTorah is midaraisa before you eat, before you learn, rather. Why is Birchas HaTorah midaraisa before and Birchas Hamazon midaraisa after? So the Gemara makes a kal v'chomer. The Gemara says that, how do I know you have to make a bracha before you eat also? Because it's kal v'chomer. If you even have to say a bracha after you eat, kal v'chomer, you got to say a bracha before you eat. And the Gemara elsewhere in the Maseches Bracha says, the Chayim probably tells the Dapim, I don't know, but the Gemara says elsewhere that by Birchas HaTorah, when it comes to when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, if you even, how do I know you say a bracha after Kriyas HaTorah? Because if you even say a bracha before you learn Torah, kal v'chomer, you say a bracha after you learn Torah. So the question begs itself, which is the kal, which is the chomer, right? Is it a greater, is it like more logical that you'd say a bracha before something or after something? So that's what the Gra writes in, what's the name of the Sefer? Kol Eliyahu, I think, that little Sefer on Tanakh and Shas. You know, it's like a little tiny country. He has a little ha'ara, like an ichum sechla. So the Gra writes that that when it comes to Gashmius, the logic is you're supposed to say the bracha at the height of your hana'a, at the height of your pleasure, at the height of your excitement. Let's put it that way, at the height of your excitement. When it comes to Gashmius, when are you most excited? Right? How do you feel? You're sitting at a fancy restaurant, at a really good steakhouse or whatever, and you order like your favorite steak, and it comes out, you know how it comes out, like sizzling still, right? It's sizzling on the, it's like, you know, that like feeling as the waiter finally brings it. They make you wait. They have it ready like 10 minutes earlier. They want to make you wait a little bit, right? And they bring it out to the table. So that feeling as it comes, like that's, you know, that's excitement. How do you feel at the end of that meal? You ordered that steak that really is supposed to be eaten by two people, but you were confident you'd be able to handle it, right? How do you feel at the end of that meal, right? You challenged Papagayo's business model, right? So how do you feel at the end of that meal? Like you feel like you feel like you're just bloated, and you know there's no like super geschmack at the end of that meal. Bragging rights maybe, but not like a geschmack of feeling. It's a pretty lousy feeling. So the height of one's pleasure when it comes to Gashmius is beforehand, where the height of one's excitement. When it comes to Ruchnius, no one sees like, oh, here's the Yavamas being brought on a platter to you, you know, like oh, Yavamas is a, you know, you don't find that. But after you learn a solid Seder and you did really well, you learned really well and you put in your kochos to it, so afterwards you feel like $1 million, you feel like you really accomplished something, right? So that's why what's Kal and what's Chamur is before Kal and after Chamur, or after Kal and before Chamur, depends on the type of Hana it is. So when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, if you even say a bracha after you eat, so kal v'chomer, you're going to say a bracha before you eat, where it's really exciting. And when it comes to Torah, if you're even going to say a bracha before you learn Torah, when it's like hard to get excited, so kal v'chomer, you can say a bracha after Torah. Anyway, so why did I get into that? I'm not sure. Oh, chayim, that a person feels a sense of chiyus when a person does tzedakah, when a person does good things. A third way that tzedakah is praised, gedolah tzedakah, sheba aser HaKadosh Baruch Hu liftos es Yisrael, shenemar tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveha b'tzedakah. That Hashem will redeem Klal Yisrael with tzedakah, and that's a pasuk in Yishayahu. A fourth way, gedolah tzedakah, sheba nishtabach Avram Avinu. Meaning when we have to praise the greatest people, what words does Hashem use to praise the greatest people? I mean, you would think, like, if someone has alamaylas, they have all the qualities, so you would think that what you're going to praise them with are the most important qualities, are the things that matter the most, right? The things you could tell a lot about what a person values based on what he praises about others. Ishlufi mahalilo, right? You could tell what a person really thinks is important based on what he says about other people when he's praising them, right? If a person always identifies someone's anivus, you could tell that person values anivus. If they always identify, oh, he's so rich, he has so much money, so then he's identifying that is something that he thinks is worth praising, that that's what he talks about in other people, and that's what he praises other people. Sometimes he'll say, even though he has so much money, he's so unassuming, and he's so quiet, and he's so good about it, and this and that. So he's praising that. He's praising the fact that he doesn't let things get to his head. I mean, you could tell what a person values about other people by what they choose to praise, what they choose to look up to. So what does Hashem praise Avram Avinu about? Shnemer v'hem in b'Hashem v'yechsheveh lo tzedakah. That he had a munah b'Hashem, and that was considered a tzedakah. That he's a bal tzedakah. V'omer ki yedativ, and Hashem says, you know why I'm choosing Avram Avinu? Because what I know about him is l'man asher yitzave es banav es beis al achrav. He's going to teach his children, his descendants, v'sharmu darach Hashem. They're going to observe the path of Hashem. Lasos tzedakah u'mishpat. Why not lasos tefillin and tzitzis? Why not lasos I don't know, Talmud Torah, anything. Avraham Avinu was going to teach everything. Avraham Avinu was Shomer Kol Torah Kol Ad Shelo Nitna, the Mishnah says in the end of Kiddushin. Chazal assumed that the same applies to all the other Avos, because Avraham Avinu taught it to them. And yet, the thing that we praise Avraham Avinu about, that Hashem praises Avraham Avinu about, the reason that Hashem chooses Avraham Avinu is because he does Tzedakah U'Mishpat. And that's worthy of praise, the fact that he does Tzedakah U'Mishpat. Gedolat Tzedakah, fifth way that Tzedakah is great, Shabbat Mishtabach, David Melech Yisrael. That David Melech Yisrael is praised with tzedakah. Shem Ravi David also Mishpat tzedakah l'chalamo. Now, obviously, you could point to Mishpat also, because they're also, these people are also being praised for Mishpat. So it tells you about the value of Mishpat, which maybe that's a different shmuz. I think Rabbi Penner has a shmuz like that about tefillah, right? You know, Shiva Shabtayim Kvarishona. Like, how much kavanah you have during that bracha? Right? Meaning like, what if I really don't care about the judges being returned to the way they were in yesteryear? Meaning, so there's got to be a pshat there, right? That matters somehow. That's like a really, really big deal somehow. It's a big enough deal that when we make a top 18 or 19 list of things to talk about, you know, or 13 in the middle, you know, that's going to be one of the things we're going to identify, right? So that's got to be a davar chashuv in some way. But over here, we're not focused on it. We're focused on the tzedakah part. And a sixth way that gedolat tzedakah, gedolat tzedakah, sheba nishtabach shlomo hamelech alav hashalom. Now, what's interesting is we keep saying the same thing, that Avraham Avinu was praised with it, that David was praised with it, that Shlomo was praised with it. The reason that it's important to identify all these different people is because if you think of the midah of Avraham Avinu, right away, Avraham is the ish chesed. David is David ha melech. Shlomo is chacham mikol adam, or melech also, but chacham mikol adam. So David's a warrior, he's a conqueror. Avraham Avinu's an ish chesed. Shlomo's, these are all totally different personalities. They're all great Jewish leaders, they're all totally different personalities. But how they use their kochos, each one is viewed as being tzedakah. Shlomo melech v'shashamra, yi Hashem elokecha baruch asher chafitz b'chol l'sidcha l'kisa Yisrael, ba'avas Hashem Yisrael li'olam, v'yisimcha l'melech l'asos Mishpat Tzedakah. God says, you know why I put you there? Not just because you're the smartest person ever to live, but you're going to use that wisdom to do Tzedakah Mishpat, or Mishpat Tzedakah. You're going to do on the throne. And then the seventh, Gedolat Tzedakah Shemagasa Kisei HaKavod Shenemar Tzedakah Mishpat Mechon Kesecha. That Tzedakah has such an impact, it goes straight up to Hashem. Gedolat Tzedakah, number eight, Shabbat Nishtabchu Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael's praise with Tzedakah, Shenemar Tzedakah Ti Yavanu. Gedolat Tzedakah, number nine, Shabbat Aser Kodesh Baruch Hu Lishtabech Biyom Adin. That we're going to praise Hashem on the Yom Adin with Tzedakah. Shenemar, Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos Bamishpat, Vakel HaKadosh, Nikdash B'Tzedakah. And then finally, Gedolat Tzedakah, Shimalava La'osa B'Shas Petiraso Mina Olam. That tzedakah is what accompanies you, what accompanies a person when they leave this world. La'achar Me'a Ve'esrim. Shinemar V'halach L'fanecha Tzidkecha K'vod Hashem Ya'asvecha. That it's your tzedakah that goes up to the Kisei HaKavod, preceding you, that's your advanced scout team that comes up to clear the way up in Shemayim. It's the tzedakah that's going to be there for you. All the money and all the stuff and all the things that we buy and that we waste money on and we spend money, all of that we can't take with us. But the tzedakah that we did, that's going to be there. That's going to be the first thing to arrive up in Shemayim. That's going to, you know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting out the scales, all the tzedakah is going to be like, oh, me first, and just jump on one side of the scale, right? The tzedakah is going to be there for us. Gadol HaChesed, Shabo Nivna Olam. The world was created with Chesed, was built with Chesed. Shenemar Olam Chesed Yibaneh. So that's why a person should really attach himself to the Midas HaNedivos, to this sense of generosity, of magnanimity, because it brings about all of these good things, that it causes all of this goodness. That's why when we refer to someone who sustains and gives tzedakah and takes care of the world, he's a tzaddik yisod olam, because the whole world is built on chesed, it's built on tzedakah. So a tzaddik yisod olam is a reference not to someone who does a lot of ben adam l'makom, it's really about Yosef HaTzadik, because Yosef HaTzadik was the one who sustained and nourished the entire world. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from there.